Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
All right, okay. You ready to start recording?
Nope.
Okay, you just let me know. I promise I won't start recording. I mean, because look, this is a new year.
Yeah.
And I don't want to start the year with a lie. So I will not start recording until you are ready for me to
record.
The
tone of your voice and just the fact that you're talking leads me to believe that you are misleading me right now.
Okay, what I'm hearing is that you have trust issues. That's what I'm hearing.
With you, maybe I have the trust issues. Accurate trust issues. Yes.
Okay, you can justify your actions as much as you want, but I'm telling you, I am not recording, and you need to believe me, and I will not start recording until you tell me you're ready.
Greg, you're recording. Let's just move on. I know that you're recording. Greg.
Yeah.
Greg.
Yeah. Okay.
Now you look ashamed. You look ashamed.
Hey, there's the theme song. Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Two Guys Talking About Lettuce 2024.
So when you're ashamed, do you lettuce. You just look for a distraction? Lettuce. Does a theme song play in your real life when you're ashamed?
It's playing right now. It's just fading out now.
You're using the theme song lettuce. As a distraction.
No. I can't control when it starts playing. You think I'm the master of the theme song? I'm not
You're the one who decides when the theme song starts.
I'm the decider. Do you remember what famous president said? I'm the decider.
Again, you're distracting. The famous president that was George W. Bush.
It sure was, some people called him George H.W. Bush.
No,
some people called him that.
No. When they say that, they're referring to his dad.
Yeah, some people just added an extra letter. I mean, and you can never tell which one they were talking about.
No, every time I've heard it, I knew they were talking about the first. President George Bush.
I just wish that there was a way to tell the difference between the two George Bushes because...
Well, just think when they say it. Just think, that's the first one. Yeah, that's how.
Okay. All right. So when someone says, George W. Bush, you're like, that's the first one.
No. See, that one didn't have the H in it. So that is the 2000s George W. Bush.
All right. I don't really understand. You're not really making any sense.
Okay. Okay.
But I'm used to that with you. I mean, you come on here, you spew nonsense and call it entertainment.
Okay. I can't help you here, Greg.
Hey, you know what I love? I love that you and I are both wearing blue shirts today. We both thought, you know what? It's a new year. It's 2024. Let's put on blue shirts.
Why did we decide that? Why did we decide blue
I don't know, but I bet yours is a short sleeve t-shirt. Is it?
It is,
actually. Which is wild because you live in a cold climate. I live in a warm climate, and I'm wearing a long sleeve Henley, I think is what they call it. Is this a Henley?
I don't know if you...
A Henway.
Henley, yeah. Why are you wearing long sleeve and I'm wearing... Look at the... I don't know if you can see.
Oh, man, it's...
That is not overexposure. That is snow.
It looks white outside.
Well, it is overexposure, but it is. It's completely... snow covered out there. There was a snow day yesterday. Kids didn't go to school because there was so much snow.
I bet Ada loved not going to school yesterday.
She kind of enjoyed it, but she also liked school.
I remember luckily, you know, our son loves school. I don't know if I mentioned to you, we have a son. His name is Charlie. Anyway.
Wait, do you hear the music back there? That's our dryer or washer.
I think Zoom effectively filters out some of the background noise.
Well, let me do it for you. It went do 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 Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Wow. See, now that's great. See, our dryer, we got it used, and when it's all done, it goes, we're on a highway to hell! And it's just, it's very disturbing. Wow. It's super loud.
Okay.
And I don't know how it does it, but it connects to all the speakers in the house. Like, any speaker we have in a house just starts playing...
Does it play the whole song, or is it just that part?
Just starts playing Highway to Hell. Just it plays just about 30 seconds of it on a loop, and then there's a voice that says, "You're next, Greg." Which I find, frankly,
disturbing. Anyone else say they hear this, or is this
no one else
you?
Hears it? I'm the only. I'm like, okay. the clothes are done, and then I go in there, and the clothes are done. So it is definitely the dryer.
Okay.
But Kim and Charlie can't ever hear it, which is weird.
Okay. So I don't think that's. I think that's just in your head.
That's the dryer. It's just the dryer that we got.
If no one else hears it, Greg. Why would you think?
I bought it used on Facebook Marketplace from a local guy. His name is something Zebub. Beel Zebub is his name.
Beelzebub, that's another name for the devil.
Interesting. I never thought about that. But I did. Mm-hmm. I bought my dryer from Beel Zebub, and he was very nice. He was very nice. He had a contract that I had to sign just to buy the dryer. He said, what was it? He said it's just paperwork. Anything? He said don't bother
Why
reading.
Why did you
just
choose this guy to buy the dryer from?
Like, it was so cheap. Like, he was selling a dryer for $50, and it was in good shape. And
so
I was like,
you
50
sold
bucks, that's
your
a deal.
Soul to the devil.
I don't just think so.
So
I
you didn't have to pay that much for a dryer.
I didn't say anything about selling my soul. I told you I bought a dryer from a guy from Mr. Zebub, and I don't know if Z. I think Z is his middle initial. Bub is his last name.
You did. Because
I signed a contract, and it was on an ancient scroll. It was weird. He unscrolled, and it was so long, and it was all in, like, Middle English, and I couldn't read it. And he's like, don't bother. It's all just boilerplate, is what he said. Okay. Have you ever had a boilerplate, by the way? Boy, they really make great deviled eggs.
Like shrimp or...
No, a boilerplate. A plate that you put things on, and then it boils them. Terrific.
Like shrimp.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. I guess. Sure.
Yeah. I mean, that sounds great. But you sold your soul to the devil, Greg, and that's concerning.
Yeah, you know what apparently
for
I did.
For a cheap dryer. It's not even a special dryer. It's not even... When people sell their soul to the devil, they usually get a lot more out of the deal.
I know. My friend Keith Richards, he has everlasting life, and he's in a rock band that will play for eternity.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, which is cool.
Did you hear the badoop my computer just did?
Badoop. I heard just a little something. I heard a little tiny something.
I got to put on Do Not Disturb. Podcast tip. Before you do your podcast, put your computer on Do Not Disturb. Mm.
See, my computer is always on Do Not Disturb. I don't want anything popping up on my computer. I'm a guy who hates notifications. So I turn off all the notifications on my phone, on my computer. And you know what?
I do notice when I text you sometimes, it says Do Not Disturb. It says you're on Do Not Disturb, but yet you respond to me. So.
Well, if I just happen to be looking at my phone, I'm like, there's a thing. Yeah. But I don't like when my phone makes noise. I don't like when my computer pops things up.
I usually turn off most of my notifications, but you know I leave the texting and phone stuff on.
Well, here's the thing. Yeah. But you know why you turn off most of your notifications? Because we're poor people who don't want to be bothered.
Yeah. We're very... are we persnickety? Would you say that we're persnickety?
I'd say we're at least snickety.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know about the purr part, but we're at least snickety.
So purr adds like a emphasis on it? It adds more?
It's
like more snickety.
Well, obviously, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're sweating but not a lot, you're just spiring. You're not.
Yeah. Yeah. You're just spiring. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. But if you're sweating a lot, then you're perspiring.
That's exactly yes. That's exactly right. I think you know. Listen, this is why I love doing this podcast with you, and why I've missed you the past couple weeks over the holidays, because we took a little holiday break. Because you are honestly, you are one of my favorite benzenes. Can I just tell you that?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
yeah. Besides China and Ada, and your parents, are.
What about my sister?
And your sister also. But you're right after all
cousins,
of them.
Cousins, uncles.
Yeah, aunts. All of those people too. I haven't met them, but I'm just assuming they're going to be
my grandpa.
Terrific.
My grandpa.
Well, he's
definitely still kicking,
preferable so. over. I definitely prefer him over you. You're at the bottom of the list of benzenes, but just the fact that I know you is enough for me. How was your Christmas, by the way?
It was lovely. Pretty honestly, pretty average.
Really?
We took Ada to her grandparents and we hung out.
Oh, she's got grandparents.
She does. My parents.
Oh, that's great. You got parents.
And China's parents as
That's terrific. Yeah. That's great.
But only China's mom now lives in the same town as my parents.
You moved her.
We moved her.
You guys moved her. That's fantastic. Did she kick and scream the whole way? Like, no, yeah, let me stay in my house.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now she's on the street where my parents live. So.
I got to tell you something. Old people are funny. When you move them against their will, they are hilarious.
And make them live on the street?
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's... Oh, my God. So funny. Yeah. Everybody, try that. It's great. Okay.
The darndest things they say.
Yeah, they do say the darndest thing. Remember that show, Old People Say the Darndest Things?
Yeah. I have basic human rights, you know, stuff like that.
That is the darndest thing. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry that your Christmas wasn't amazing. Ours was totally sick, as the kids say.
Oh, so you got sick.
I was very sick, I was sick over Christmas.
I know your games. Greg, I know.
No, I actually said the word that it's sick. Of course, what do you think I meant?
Like, cool.
No,
awesome.
No. When kids get sick, they're like, "I'm totally sick." I'm like, "Yeah, I know."
Okay, all right. No, that's a slang.
Sometimes Charlie's playing. I have a son named Charlie, by the way. Sometimes he's playing a video game and he's like, "This game is sick," and I'm like, "Oh, do I need to get it some aspirin or some Tylenol or something?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you should drink more water." And he's like, "No, Dad." No.
Yeah.
And anyway, I don't really listen to what he says after that.
Oh, okay. So you're not a very good dad.
I'm a great dad. Are you kidding me? I'm the best.
Okay. All right.
Between the two of us, I am the best.
All right. Greg, before we started this, you said, "I hope you have something hilarious planned." Which
I'm so excited.
Usually means that you didn't plan anything. And when you don't plan anything, we tend to go into very disturbing territory. I did imply that I had something planned, and then I didn't. So I just very briefly wrote down my top 10 favorite fast food restaurants.
Oh, terrific. Let's hear them. Top 10 favorite fast food restaurants. Number 7.
No, we'll start at 10.
Number 7.
Okay, 7. 7's McDonald's.
All right. Number 3.
Number 3 is Culver's. Have you ever had Culver's?
Oh, I love Culver's. You should put that at number 1. We're going to move that to number 1 right now. Number 1 is Culver's. Okay.
That's
now,
a very Midwest fast food. Is it out there? Do they have Culver's?
No. I have to actually go to Madison or somewhere around there to go to Culver's. I think there's one in Louisville, Kentucky. There's one in Madison that I go to every time I visit there. I love Culver's.
They got frozen custard. They got great. They got butter burgers. They're called butter burgers.
Those burgers
are
great.
So you know that they're good for you. Butter burgers.
I will tell you this. In California, we have Freddy's old-fashioned steak burgers and frozen custard. It is fantastic, and I think that the burgers might even be a little better than Culver's. However, the frozen custard is better at Culver's.
Yeah. The burgers are okay. They're pretty good at Culver's. I don't know if they're the best. Yeah. Okay, that's number 3. So what number am I doing now?
No, that was we moved it to number 1. So take your number 1, put it at 3, and tell us what the new number 3 is.
Okay, you're going to disagree with what my number 1 was.
What was that?
What In-N-Out.
Okay, we got to go. I'm sorry. We have to put an end to this podcast. I'm sorry. Yeah. That's time is up.
Okay.
Now, you don't have In-N-Out in Madison, do you?
We don't have it. Nope. Anywhere in the Midwest.
See, now, if you did, you'd be like, you know what? In-N-Out's not that great.
I don't know. I feel there are a lot of people in California that really love In-N-Out, too.
I know. The lines are insane. But here's the deal. Because In-N-Out has not really raised their prices to match inflation like other places. So now In-N-Out is one of the cheapest places that you can go. Yeah. I was reading about it. And that's why people are waiting in line 30 to 40 minutes to go buy a burger that, frankly, is fine. It's not bad. It's not amazing.
I think it's great.
Fine.
It's a great burger.
It's fine.
I think it's great.
It's fine. They use cheap, American cheese. And that's one thing that bugs me about it. And their buns are just standard, the cheapest buns you could buy at any grocery store.
It's a beautiful synergy of ingredients, Greg.
Yeah, they're fine. But I will say this.
Okay.
In order for a fast food place to be great, it also needs to have excellent French fries. And In-N-Out, I will go down in history saying they have the worst French fries of any place. Any French fries I've ever had, the worst.
I don't think they're great fries, but I don't think they're that bad.
Well,
there, I said it.
Name a place that has worse French fries than In-N-Out. You can't do it, see? You can't do it. There is no place that has worse French fries than In-N-Out.
I bet I could.
Nope, you can't.
I bet I could.
Nope. Any place you think of has better French fries.
I will tell you
who
has the best fries. Culver's has the best fries.
Culver's has very good fries. You know who I think has the best fries is Five Guys. Those Cajun fries at Five Guys.
Number two on my list. Number two on my list.
It's weird because usually you're a Five Guys person or you're an In-N-Out person. You are a Five Guys and an In-N-Out person.
Yeah, but I put In-N-Out number one and Five Guys in number two. Okay, no one hates one and loves the other. They probably like both, don't they?
No, I think there are some people who hate one and love the other.
That's ridiculous.
Five Guys belongs at number one. In-N-Out belongs at number 17.
Mm-hmm.
There should be 16 other places you like more than In-N-Out.
No. In-N-Out is great.
All right.
In-N-Out is great.
Let's
Culver's fries are better than Five Guys fries, by the way. They're better. I think.
I don't know, man. I would take Five Guys fries anytime because they have the Cajun fries and also just a big old, it's a huge bag of fries. I think
if you're allergic to peanuts,
I think they
Five
use like
Guys
25
potatoes.
No, yeah, they do have peanuts there. I do like a nice penis. Peanuts? Are we talking about peanuts? Peanuts. Peanuts.
I think at first you were talking about peanuts and then you changed mid sentence to penis, which is weird.
Okay. I don't remember that. It was so long ago. I just don't remember. Yeah, you know, I can't remember things from the past.
Okay, so you don't know what we're talking about right now at all.
Okay. Number eight.
Burger King. I just started listing them when I got down the list because
absolutely. Number four.
You know. Chipotle.
Okay, number five.
Chipotle. Portillo's. You ever had Portillo's?
Never had Portillo's. Is that a burger place?
And it's a burger place. It's arguable if it's fast. I think it is fast food, but there was one in Chicago that you did have to wait a little bit for the food.
Well, kind of like Five Guys, you got to wait a little bit. Five Guys doesn't have a drive-thru. There's no drive-thru at Five Guys.
Yeah. Portillo's started in Chicago. It's starting to spread. We got one. We got a few in Madison now.
Yeah? Speaking of it starting to spread, my legs... Yeah. Huh? What's that?
I didn't say anything. I'm waiting for you to finish your.
No, yeah, I'm done.
About your legs.
I was done. Your legs. Number five.
Okay. Well, that was Portillo's. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Number 10.
Raisin Cane's.
Okay. Yeah.
Fried chicken.
See, listen. Here's the deal. Yeah. We have Raisin Cane's here, and people wait in line a long time for that too. And finally, I went to try it. It took me like 45 minutes to get the
not
chicken.
Not worth that wait.
No, it's not worth the wait. But I will say this: that is delicious chicken. People are all about the sauce, but I thought, the sauce is, to me, the sauce tasted like ketchup and mayo mixed together. The sauce was no big deal.
Sauce was okay.
Sauce is fine. But I thought that the chicken actually was very good chicken. So I like Raising Cane's.
Yeah.
But they have one thing. Like, they just sell one thing, basically.
I like that. That's what I like about In-N-Out, too. It's very simple, very straightforward, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. Whenever I go to In-N-Out, I like to get the pulled pork tacos.
Okay, all right. That's why you don't like In-N-Out, because you're not getting food at all.
No, I wait forever. And then I'm like, how long do I have to wait to get these pulled pork tacos? And they said, sir, we'll make them for you as soon as we add them to the menu. And I'm like, well, when's that going to be? And they're like, never. And then finally I give up and I leave.
Okay. I mean, yeah, that's exactly how I thought that would play out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't care for that. Uh-huh. All right. Number nine.
All right. Wendy's. It's fine. It's fine. You have no opinion about Wendy's.
So you date, you put McDonald's over Burger King and Wendy's.
Yes. Yes, I do.
Well, McDonald's is just like, McDonald's isn't even food. McDonald's is garbage. By the way, hang on a second. I'm getting a notification. Okay. Our sponsor just dropped out for this week. It was McDonald's.
Okay. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Greg, why did you say that?
I wish I hadn't, because
that was the perfect segue.
We were going to get $450,000 for McDonald's.
Oh, my God.
You know what? Just in case they change their minds, I'm going to go ahead and read the McDonald's copy that they gave me. Hang on. Mm-hmm. It says here, hey, do you like to eat things that should not go in your mouth? Try McDonald's. It's not good. The quality is horrible, and the taste is even worse. McDonald's. Okay. Go fuck yourself if you don't like it.
I like McDonald's fries. Who doesn't like McDonald's fries?
Hey, listen, I liked McDonald's fries up until the early 90s when they changed them and they made them healthier. They used to make them with bone marrow. What did they make them with? Tallow, beef tallow. That's what it was.
Wait, so wait a second. Mm. You're complaining about McDonald's not being real food, but then they went and made some of their food healthier, and you're also complaining about that. You're talking out of two sides of your mouth, Greg.
No, no, here's the deal.
Two sides of your mouth.
If anyone remembers McDonald's fries before around 93 or so, that when they changed their recipe, they used to be crispy on the outside and soft on the inside, and the flavor was amazing. And then they changed them, and now they're just sort of like these floppy. It's as if you're dating an old man who's never heard of Viagra.
Listen. I do not remember McDonald's changing their fries. To me, that I remember them being the same my whole life. Burger King changing their fries, and I don't. Maybe you're thinking of that, Greg.
I will say this: Burger King's fries got better.
I liked the old version of Burger King's fries better.
Burger King now has better fries than McDonald's, and I think we can both agree on that.
Nope.
All right. Well, that was fascinating that you prepared that. That was really great. We didn't talk about number six, though, did we?
Number six.
Number six.
No.
What's number six? Actually, you know what? Let's leave number six.
It's probably the
mystery.
Most controversial one on the list.
Is it really? Yeah. Oh my God! Why is number
most
six?
Most people. Is number a lot of six people like love to hate
the,
on this? Place.
What was number six? The Hitler Hut? That would be controversial. Oh, I like the Hitler Hut. I mean, the signage is horrible, but the tacos are amazing.
Oh no. Yeah, the logo, not so good.
What is number six? What is it?
Subway.
Now, wait a minute. You're going to put Subway on your top 10 and Jersey Mike's is nowhere to be found? Are you insane?
I'm not sure I've ever had Jersey Mike's.
Oh, if you have Jersey Mike's, you would love it. What about, didn't we go to Potbelly's one time and get a sandwich there?
Oh, shoot. Potbelly. Yeah.
Take off Subway. Just throw Subway in the trash and at least put Potbelly on there.
Subway stays. Well, no, I'll put Potbelly on there instead of Wendy's. Potbelly.
Oh, my God. At least take off McDonald's. I don't like your top 10 list at all. I do not approve of this at all.
I think you like some of the only thing
I like about your top 10 list is it completely ignores Taco Bell. That's the only thing I like about it.
Yeah, I almost put it at number 10, but then I looked up fast food places on Wikipedia and I saw
something else. Taco Bell is garbage, along with McDonald's. Yeah. It just needs... Oh, I'm sorry. We just lost Taco Bell as next week's sponsor.
No.
I just heard...
Most people like Taco Bell that I talk to. Mm. My wife loves Taco Bell.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You're what?
I actually forgot about this. Wow.
You're what?
My wife loves Taco Bell. She loves Taco Bell.
Well, I'm really sorry to hear that.
I will say this about Taco Bell. We live near one, and I've been there twice, but I went there recently. It was later at night, and it was the only kind of food I craved. It was like kind of close to bedtime.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to go get a whole burger and some fries, but like a few small tacos from Taco Bell. It worked out.
You know what's even better? Go to a taco place that actually uses beef.
But they weren't going to be open at that time, you know?
Yeah.
So that's the thing about Taco Bell.
You know what I would do then? I'd go to the store, get myself some beef and some taco shells, make myself some tacos. What?
They
a grocery store is not open? Do you live in a place that doesn't have 24-hour grocery stores?
Well, not nearby, no.
Ugh. No, I'm not moving there now. You keep telling me to move there. I'm not moving there now. Here you can get
at least one 24-hour grocery store, but it's not near us. So,
by the way, I just scratched my forehead that made the skin red.
Greg,
did you see?
Greg,
I scratched right here, and then it made the skin red. Can we talk about that for a minute?
No, let's go back. I got a point to make.
Okay.
So, yes, it's not that far away, the 24-hour grocery store. It's a little far. 15-minute drive, maybe.
15-minute drive. Listen, 15-minute drive, that'll get you across town here in Los Angeles.
Yeah, that's a half hour there and back. Then I'd have to cook the food. Come on, Greg.
Hey.
I just go right to Taco Bell and get it.
See, here in L.A., you go to any grocery store, and if you ask them nicely, they will cook whatever ingredients you bought.
Okay,
like, if you buy all the stuff for tacos, you'd be like, can you whip these up for me? And they'd be like, sure. And then you leave with some fresh hot tacos.
No, Greg.
You don't live in L.A. You don't know.
Yeah, I've been there.
Did you ever try it?
No. Okay, I'll try next time.
Next time you will. And now it's time for the patron. No, it's not time.
I gotta say one thing. I gotta say one thing. I'm looking at the list of fast food places, and my eyes just grazed upon a place called Sweet Frog.
And now it's time for the
patron.
Huh? What's that?
A fast food place called Sweet Frog.
Sweet Frog. What is that?
I don't know.
It might be frozen yogurt. I've eaten it one. It is Is that the religious frozen yogurt place? Will you look it up and see if Sweet Frog Frozen Yogurt is a Christian frozen yogurt store? Because I went to one and it had all this Christian stuff all over the walls.
It is.
It is. Sweet Frog, yeah. Because
A guy named Cha founded Sweet Frog on Christian principles.
Yeah, yeah. And let me tell you something.
Frog stands for fully rely on God.
Fully rely on God. See, that I knew it. I remember that. I went to one of those in North Carolina one time because I was like, who doesn't love frozen yogurt? And I went there, and as I'm eating it, I was like, oh my God, I feel like I think I'm a Christian now.
Okay. Oh, wow. Yeah. What's that feeling like?
Yeah. No. It was eye opening, and it was an amazing feeling, and I felt the power of the Lord.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And then I realized, oh no, it's not the part. No, it was the Oreos that I put on the top.
It was the sugar.
It was the Oreos, and I was like, oh, I felt the power of the Oreo topping with the M&Ms,
That's why they hand out Oreos at Christian churches.
The only thing that I found offensive about Sweet Frog is that you can put one of the toppings you can put on Body of Christ, and first of all, they're not good. They're not particularly good on frozen yogurt, and I found that offensive.
Yeah,
I found that offensive. And honestly, now it's time for the Patreon only bonus section. Yeah. Starting now.
This portion of Two Guys Talking About Lettuce has been edited out for your listening inconvenience. If you wish to hear the complete, unedited version with the bonus talking, be sure to visit patreon.com/twoguystalkingaboutlettuce. And now, back to the edited, not as good version of the podcast.
And that's the end of the Patreon-only bonus section. We hope you enjoyed that. I know I did.
I really had a good time, Greg. Secrets were revealed.
We did reveal secrets. We talked about things. There were a lot of animal noises. I mean, you're going to have to join the Patreon to hear all those animal noises.
I didn't hear the animal noises.
No, you did a fantastic anteater, and I was very impressed by that.
Okay, I don't know what an anteater sounds like.
Maybe it's just the way that you talk. I was assuming you were trying to do an anteater. Maybe that's just your regular voice.
Do you think I'm doing an anteater right now?
Okay, you definitely sound like an anteater right now.
Okay.
Yeah, you definitely...
So an anteater...
English. Are you enjoying eating all those ants?
An anteater has a slight lisp and a slight Midwestern accent and speaks English. Is that what you're saying? Or
I don't know all the details. Like, I don't know. I'm not an anteater expert.
All right.
Speaking of being an anteater expert.
Do you think I have a Midwestern accent?
Yeah, of course you do. Speaking of being an anteater expert, we just passed the end of the year, Craig. And and the end of the year, it's time to reflect on all the things that we accomplished in 2023. As I was doing that, I realized that we've done all these episodes. I don't know what episode this is now, 78 or something like that. I think it's probably somewhere around 78. Yeah. But one thing that we have not done is discussed any tips on how to play Canasta. And I know that a lot of our listeners are like, yeah, the podcast is great, but give us some Canasta tips, you know?
Right.
We need tips on how to... Now, look, I've never played Canasta, so I don't really know anything about the game Canasta. But perhaps... I think you're Googling it right now. Perhaps you can share...
No.
Perhaps you can share.
I was checking how many episodes we've done.
Oh, great. Yeah, you check. But meanwhile, after you check that, please share some tips for our lovely folks at home as to things that they can do to be better at Canasta.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, first of all, Canasta is a card game of the Rummy family of card games.
Like Gin Rummy?
Yeah. Like Gin Rummy.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's commonly played by four in two partnerships with two standard decks of cards.
We talk about the name Gin Rummy for a second? Because gin is an alcoholic beverage, and rum is an alcoholic beverage. And sometimes when you see a drunk, you might refer to him as a rummy, you know?
Yeah.
Like a drunk on the street, like, hey, rummy, have some gin, rummy, you know?
Yeah,
and
sure.
But that's a different thing.
Yes, sometimes words have more than one meaning. That's true, yes.
I hate that. Anyway, go on.
You, You hate that?
I hate that they have more than one.
Well, language is fluid. It's kind of a living thing, Greg.
Do you know
it's
what else is fluid? Changing. Milk.
Water.
Yeah. Water. Milk. Sure. Juice.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so canasta.
Fluid is another one of those words that has multiple meanings.
Huh. Okay. So,
this is a good podcast. Everyone should be listening to this.
If you're playing with four players, and you got two partnerships, Greg, I'm reading the Wikipedia page. I don't know how to play. I've never played canasta.
You've never played canasta?
No.
So you did not prepare for this episode by playing canasta.
No, and neither did you, because you just brought up canasta out of the blue for the first time. You had no idea you were going to.
I don't know, man. I feel like I got prepared by saying that it's the end of the year and talking about what we've accomplished and realizing that we had never talked about that.
To be honest, I didn't even know canasta was a card game until I just looked it up. But I do know now that it originated in Uruguay or Uruguay. Yeah. Uruguay or Uruguay?
I don't know. You go Uruguay, I'll go Uruguay.
Okay. You can go Uruguay.
Yep, there you go. So I'm glad that we talked about 2023. I feel like that was productive and informative. Now let's talk about 2024.
Wait, are we going to talk like best of 2023?
Yeah, I mean, we've just reflected on everything we've accomplished last year, and I thought that was great to hear.
Okay, let's do best of 2024 then so far.
Best of 2024?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. How many days into 20? What is today? Today is the January 10th is when we're recording this, and the dates it will be released immediately on Patreon. By the way, people, this is very fresh. You guys who are listening on January 10th on Patreon,
you're not going to hear any like mold in our voices.
Nope. There's no news that will have happened between the time that we recorded this and the time that you listened to it. Like celebrities will have died.
You can't say that. You don't know that.
No wars will have broken out. The interest rate will not have changed.
You're just talking about the patrons now,
just for the patrons. The Dow Jones will not have gone up or down.
Yes, it probably will have a little bit.
Not at all.
Okay.
Nobody will have opened a can of black beans.
Some horrible thing could happen right when we're done with this.
Yeah.
And you will eat your words, sir.
Well, I haven't had breakfast yet, so. I could go. Yeah. I could go for some words.
Yeah, you haven't had breakfast. It's only 9:30 there.
It's 9:30 here. I haven't really had breakfast except for the breakfast that I ate earlier, which was delicious, by the way.
You did have breakfast.
It was so good. I had some steel cut oatmeal with some fruit and nuts in it.
So that's breakfast, Greg. Yeah.
Oh, so I did have breakfast.
Yeah.
Okay.
So for lunch, you think you might have some In-N-Out?
I'm going to go to In-N-Out for lunch. I love In-N-Out. It's my favorite place. If I did a top 10 favorite fast food place, that would go at number one. Love In-N-Out.
Okay. Do you have a Five Guys near you?
Yes. In fact, there's a Five Guys right next to an In-N-Out.
Oh, and you will always choose Five Guys.
Well, yeah. Well, here's the deal. One time we had people visit from out of town. Some of Kim's best friends were visiting from out of town, and they wanted to go to In-N-Out. And I was like, okay, I'll tell you what. We're going to go to In-N-Out. You guys get your In-N-Out. I'm going to go next door to Five Guys, get a burger, bring it over to In-N-Out. And that's exactly what I did.
Wow. Did you get some dirty looks?
No. Everybody in In-N-Out was so jealous. They were all looking at it, and they were like drooling, and they're like, oh, God, I wish I had a burger and fries that good. And I'm like, well, too late. You made your choice. You've made your bed. Now you have to lie in it and take a nap. No. And everybody took a nice nap in In-N-Out in their
In-N-Out's
beds.
Burger, I like it better. I like it better. Slightly better than Five Guys.
Well, then you are a piece of shit.
Wow.
That's just the way it is. That's the way it is. Yep. You have an incorrect opinion about a burger. That makes you a piece of shit.
Jeez.
Yeah. Sorry. Oh. Them's the rule. I didn't make the rules. You know who made the rules?
What are you, Twitter?
Yeah, there you go. That's my impression of Twitter.
I saw that you're trying to do a Rubik's Cube on Twitter.
Well, I'm not trying to do it on Twitter.
No. I saw on Twitter that you're trying to do a Rubik's Cube?
Well, my son loves Rubik's Cubes, and in fact, he owns like five of them now. He keeps wanting more Rubik's Cubes. He started with a 3x3, and then he wanted a tiny 3x3 for traveling, like a little tiny one. And then he wanted a 4x4 and a 5x5, and we got him that. Yeah. And for Christmas, we got him a couple more, one that's like glow-in-the-dark, and then one that's like a pyramid. It's a pyramid-shaped.
I have one of those right over there.
A pyramid-shaped one?
I do.
Yeah.
I got four of them over there.
Yeah. So he's got and he loves all of his Rubik's Cubes. It's just a thing that he loves, and he can solve one side and sometimes a second side. And so yesterday I'm like, well, I bet you probably want to learn how to solve more. Let's find a good YouTube tutorial. And we watched a few in a row, and I said, I'm going to do it with you, since he had so many. And we both had our 3x3s and we're doing them. And it was everything that I could do to not throw mine through a glass window.
Oh!
I was getting so frustrated, and he like his
3x3.
Huh?
By the last few steps of the 3x3, it gets a little complicated.
Oh, I didn't make it past. I didn't make it past the first part. Make a daisy now, or now make a cross with the white thing. Okay, fine. And they said, now all of the colors should be lined up this way and this way. And then I look at it and they're like, they're not lined up that way. And then one guy actually said, now if the colors aren't lined up this way, make sure they're lined up before you go to the next step. And I'm like, okay, how do I do that? Make sure they're lined up before you go to the next step. Why don't you tell me how to line them up? Like, it was,
well,
I gave that video an immediate thumbs down.
The first step of making the daisy it depends on where all the pieces are. You just have to figure out how to do it.
Yeah, that's not helpful. You want to know how to do a Rubik's Cube? Figure out how to do it. There.
Once you figure out how to do the, once you figure out what you need to do to make the daisy, it's very simple. It's pretty easy to do.
Oh yeah, that's real helpful. Yeah, that's great. That's great. Thank you, Greg.
It's like super. Let me show you. Here, I'm going
to
show you.
No, God, no! Oh my God, guys, he's going off to. I can see he has a coffee mug behind him and an old Namtambo. I saw your old Namtambo and your coffee mug back there. Your coffee mug that has a beard on it. And look at your old Namtambo, which is not even plugged into anything.
He means Nintendo, everybody.
No, it's pronounced Namtambo. Yeah. And I used to have a Namtambo. Now, that's the classic Namtambo. Do you have the game Smash TV?
No, I don't think I have any games anymore. No.
Okay, hang on. You went away to get a game. I'm gonna show you something that Charlie got from his Nana. That's his his birth mother's mom, like his third grandma. I'm gonna show him what he got for Christmas because I'll show you, and I'll tell you a story for just a second. Hang on.
All right, guys. I know this is a podcast and this is audio only, but I'm holding a Rubik's Cube. And the first step of solving a Rubik's Cube is what's called the daisy.
Don't say anything yet.
You gotta find the center yellow.
Okay.
The center yellow piece.
All right. I think the Rubik's Cube section is done now.
The center yellow.
Yeah. We're gonna move on now.
See,
okay,
and
so hang on.
You gotta find the middle white pieces right here.
Are you jealous? Check that out.
Oh my God, that's awesome! I had a friend who had the Intellivision. I never had the Intellivision.
So apparently, you can buy the Intellivision Flashback Classic game console, and it's basically the same as it used to be, except it's all in there on all the games are in there on a chip, and it's got 60 built-in games, but the thing about this is, since it's the old classic game console, you'd think that they'd make it with an HDI output, right? HDMI. They didn't.
You wouldn't think that.
It's got all these games. It's only got RCA.
HDMI didn't exist back then.
Well, I know, but no, this is new though. This is the new. The new version, the flashback. You think the new version they'd make it? No, but it's only got RCA outputs. And I tried to like hook it up to our TV and stuff.
That's
and
dumb.
We didn't have enough spaces for it. And I tried and it wasn't working. So I got on the Buy Nothing group, you know, on Facebook, the Buy Nothing group. I said, hey, anybody have an old CRT TV, like a small one? And this guy immediately got back to me. He says, yeah, I got a 19-inch. It works beautifully. It's color. It's got the RCA inputs. And I'm going to go pick it up like in an hour. A free old TV, which I'm going to put
now,
in my son's room so he can play this.
Yeah. If he offers you a contract of some kind,
Sign it? Go ahead and just sign it without reading it?
No.
He did say he had a contract.
If he says boilerplate.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. You don't need to. This is a buy nothing group. You don't need to. You don't need to sign a contract.
Here's one thing that I've learned. If someone has something, has a boilerplate, you better bring some eggs, you know?
Okay. Well, he didn't say he had a boilerplate, did he?
I think he did. I think he did.
Okay. So bring some eggs then.
Yeah.
Okay. But don't sign anything. Don't sign anything.
Okay. All right. I might sign something. I might, if he has a contract, I might sign a contract.
No.
Yeah. Right. I might do that.
Why?
It might cancel out the other contract.
Greg.
Think about it. If you sign two contracts, who's to say what won't cancel out what? Think about that.
Well, the contracts will say. The contracts will say what.
You think they'll say that?
Yeah. And the lawyers later.
That's a good point.
Speaking
of people saying stuff, we have a new review that I want to read to start off the year. This review came in last month in December 2023. Uh-huh. Now it's January. But Rick Bernier, okay. Which is French.
No, don't. Yeah, you don't. You can just, what just, do you call it? Like, Englishize it. You can just say it.
Okay,
the way
Rick
that we
would Bernier.
Say
Rick okay, Bernier.
I mean, you don't have to emphasize
Rick,
the R's
Rick
in your
Bernier.
In your, work, in your
Rick Bernier
you,
said
you don't
this.
Have to make your face do that when
you, know
you say
what?
It.
I prefer, it's obviously a French name. Let's say it's Rick Bernier.
Okay, but when you suddenly go into a French accent, that's more unsettling to me.
Okay, that's an issue that you have with the French. I mean, you need to look deep inside yourself.
No, with you.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
There's a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, and he says, let us pray. Let us pray, P-R-E-Y, okay. Let us pray.
Wait, I get it.
And Rick says, so how we looking on the eating of the cat? Because I only have 3 free episode tokens left, and I was saving one for another podcast that keeps their promises.
Oh, wow.
So are you going to eat
tokens?
So are you going to eat a cat in this first
just so
episode?
You know, this podcast is free already.
No, well, if you have the tokens, sure. If you have enough tokens, it's free.
Okay, there are 2 conditions in which this podcast is free. Is it if you have the tokens or if you don't have the tokens? Those are the 2. So
yeah, I know, but people who have the tokens, they're going to use them all up, and then they won't have any tokens.
All right.
And then they'll still be able to listen.
Okay.
That's the problem. Sure. So are you going to eat a cat like you promised? You said you're going to eat a cat on the podcast. Are you going to eat a cat on this episode to start off the year?
No.
There you go, Rick.
Yep.
You're going to have to.
I will never eat a cat.
Yeah. You're going to have to. Never. Rick's going to have to use his podcast tokens on another podcast.
Wait, you know, I'll never say never. It's possible someday I might eat a cat. But
you might be on vacation and their specialty, like in some other country, might be cat. And you'd be like, well, I mean, if they eat it here, if it's acceptable and they eat it and if everybody loves it and they're like, oh, have you tried the cat? Oh, it's so tender. And you're like, I guess I will try the cat. And then you eat it and you're like,
if you say it's tender,
And then they eat and then you're like, we serve it on a tostada. Like, oh, it's a cat tostada? Yeah. A very tender cat tostada with like a
Mexican.
Pineapple relish.
So am I, what country am I in?
I don't know. Belize. You're in Belize. And there they love cat tostadas with like a little pineapple relish. And you're like, I didn't think these flavors would go together. And then they put like a little some spicy sauce on the top. And you're like, I don't even know what's in this, but it's delicious.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking more along the lines if times got real tough and I just needed food.
Oh, so you but just like I, just pick up somebody's cat and just start eating it?
Well, you know, I'd find a stray that didn't belong to anyone.
Yeah. But you just start eating it raw. That's weird.
Well,
this is weird what you're talking about.
No.
This
I'd probably
is unacceptable.
Try to prepare it in some way if I had the ability.
I got to tell you, man, I'm unsubscribing. Yeah. I feel like this is disturbing and
You are unsubscribing from your own story you made up in your head.
I'm going to unsubscribe from what you're saying. I'm going to unsubscribe from our friendship. That's what I'm going to do.
Wow. All
I've enjoyed our friendship up to this point, but you've crossed a line and I unsubscribed.
Which line? What line did I cross? That I was going to
the finish
pick up
line. You just crossed the finish line of our friendship.
Okay. All right. I'm not going to pick up a cat and eat it. Probably ever.
Well, then we're going to lose Rick as a listener. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Like everybody else is probably relieved.
So I'm going to lose situation here.
Well, here's the deal. You're going to keep all the other listeners who don't want you to eat a cat, but Rick really wants you to eat a cat. Is all I'm saying. Rick Bernier really wants you to eat a cat. Mm-hmm. Because that's what the French are like.
Okay.
We all know what the French are like.
The French just want people to eat cats?
The French
love cats themselves, though, right?
No, no, they just want to see other people do it. Listen, okay. We're nearing the end. We're almost out of time. So let's end this podcast on a positive note. Let's talk about our New Year's resolutions for 2024. Everybody makes New Year's resolutions. I never do, but everybody else does. So,
everyone else except you.
I made three New Year's resolutions for this year, and I want to hear. I want to hear yours first.
Okay. I'm gonna avoid eating a cat this year.
It's a good one. I should have added that to mine.
Yep, that's my only one.
That's it. Oh, you're supposed to have three. You're supposed to have three New Year's resolutions.
What?
Yeah.
You just made this up.
No,
you just
no,
made
I didn't.
This up.
Mm-mm. Yeah. No, if you look up New Year's resolutions in the dictionary, that's what it says. It says make three of them.
Okay. Well, okay. My other ones are I'm going to try to avoid death.
Great.
Okay.
That was actually one of my, you'll see when you get to mine. That was actually one of mine.
Okay.
And in different, worded differently. Yeah. The verbiage is different.
Okay. Okay. And then I'm going to try to use the word verbiage more. That's my third one. Yeah,
great. Yeah. I use it all the time.
Okay.
I use it with my own verbiage. All right. My New Year's resolutions are, number one, keep breathing. See, I told you it was basically the same as what you just said.
Yeah,
keep breathing. Mm-hmm. Number two, try not to kill anybody. Try is the key word.
Okay. Try.
Try not to kill anybody.
So that's a very active resolution. Like you're always trying. Then.
I'm going to be constantly trying not to kill anybody.
Okay.
I'm going to be trying.
Seems stressful.
No.
See, I'm just going to not kill anybody. But you have to, you're just always trying.
I'm going to try not to.
Okay.
I'll do my best.
All right.
I'm not promising anything.
Okay.
Let's try.
Well.
Number three, I don't really understand. I just wrote the word sandwich. I don't really understand what that means.
Okay.
I just wrote sandwich. I don't know if it means I'm going to make a sandwich or eat a sandwich or become a sandwich. Maybe I will become a sandwich in 2024.
Or maybe you will sand a witch. So you're gonna grab some sandpaper.
I feel like
find a witch.
I feel like you're being silly now.
Rub some sandpaper all over.
I'm trying to have a serious moment here, and I feel like you're being silly with our.
You're not
with our podcast.
No, this started silly, and it's continuing to be silly.
I guess you got me.
Yeah.
I want to take a moment to thank whoever sent me this as a Christmas gift. It was not labeled. Somebody sent me this book, The Bad Movie Bible, because I don't know if I've ever mentioned I have a stream on Twitch every Friday and Sunday night at twitch.tv. twitch.tv/mediocrefilms. It's called Bad Movies Live. And this is a great book. I love this book, The Bad Movie Bible. And I have several books about bad movies, but this one is one of the most fun. It just lists all these movies.
Have you seen most of them?
Oh, I've seen this one. And that's the same one.
You've seen like over 300, haven't you?
I haven't seen this one. I have seen this one. Battle Beyond the Stars. I've seen that one. We've done nearly 500 episodes. I've seen this one.
Oh my God.
Rotor. I've seen this one.
Nearly 500.
Yep. Hang on a second. I haven't seen this one. The Puma
Greg,
Man.
Greg,
I haven't seen that.
Greg, this is a podcast.
Oh, you can't just point things out visually and say, I've seen this one. I've seen this. Can't do that.
No. Well, you could. I mean,
but we're not going to. Oh, there's the end theme music. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. This has been two guys talking about lettuce, and my name is Craig Benzine.
I'm talking about my name is Craig Benzine.
You know what? For 2024, I'm changing my name to Craig Benzine.
Okay. Well, I'm still going to remain Craig Benzine.
Okay. I just feel like I'm going to get more YouTube views this way.
I don't think so.
I'm gonna start doing challenge videos.
I don't think it's my name that causes the channel to do what it does.
I think it's your name. I think it's your name.
I don't even refer to my name that much. The channel's called Wheezy Waiter. So maybe if you changed your name to Wheezy Waiter, you'd have a better chance.
All right,
but
I'll
do that too. I doubt that'll do it either.
I'm gonna try. I mean, might as well try something. Anyway,
can you do anything else besides change your name, or
that's all. Thank you, everybody. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. We will see you next week. But not actually see you.
No.
Bye-bye.
Hopefully. I mean, by hopefully,
just say bye-bye. We're done.
Oh, okay. Bye.